You're listening to SBS News.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has asked the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security to investigate the nature and extent to which foreign actors are interfering in Australian universities, including staff and student bodies, publicly funded research agencies, and competitive research grant agencies. Under the microscope in particular, the Chinese government-funded Confucius Institute and the controversial research collaboration project, the Thousand Talents Plan, which allegedly offers cash to academics to produce research to be patented in China. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says no one country in particular is being targeted by the inquiry.
Our policies are directed at no individual country. We maintain our own sovereignty. We don't want foreign interference on our shores, and we have strong laws to try to prevent it.
Last week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced plans to introduce new national security legislation that would give the federal government powers to veto all deals with foreign governments negotiated at a state or local government level. Since the federal election in May last year, Mr. Morrison has been more outspoken about the need to protect Australia's sovereignty against foreign interference. Mr. Tudge says there are increasing threats of foreign interference.
Well, we're concerned about foreign interference in Australia generally. As the head of ASIO has pointed out, we have levels of foreign interference in Australia not seen since World War II. And the university sector is a target, we know. I mean, there's all sorts of sectors which are targets. We've already got guidelines in place, which we put in place last November, and this inquiry will then investigate how those guidelines are performing and what else needs to be put in place.
The inquiry is to hear testimony from a number of witnesses, including University of New South Wales lecturer Elaine Pearson, whose comments on the Hong Kong crackdown were posted and then deleted from social media by her employer. Suspended University of Queensland student Drew Pavlou will also front the inquiry. Mr. Pavlou rejects claims that the university's disciplinary action was over two allegations of serious general misconduct, saying he believes he was targeted in response to his criticism of the University of Queensland's relationship with China. The 21-year-old has begun Supreme Court proceedings for breach of contract and defamation against the university, as well as its chancellor and vice-chancellor. He says he's looking forward to giving evidence to the parliamentary committee.
No Australian student, no Chinese, Hong Kong or Uyghur Tibetan student here in Australia should ever go through what I had to go through, facing intimidation, fear, facing expulsion simply for criticising the Chinese government on campus. It should never happen again. The only way it will never happen again is if we put in we go further than guidelines, we put in some real consequences. You know, we need sanctions on these officials who sell out our democracy. We need some teeth here.
Independent MP Bob Catter had been intending a motion to launch an inquiry into foreign interference in the university sector in Parliament and says he's pleased the federal government's announcement means he no longer has to do so.
Universities should be a nursery of ideas and a garden of freedom. And they've turned it into a pigsty. If you return the universities to their proper functions and not being prostitutes, and they're not really prostitutes. Prostitutes only sell their body. These people have sold their body and their souls. So they should be stopped.
Yun Jiang is the director of independent research organisation the China Policy Centre and a researcher at the Australian National University. She says the issues to be examined by the inquiry are worthy of scrutiny, but says the impact of the inquiry is hard to gauge at this stage.
The key here is transparency. For example, whether an academic is paid by another entity is important for the university as employer to know, as there can be a conflict of interest. And universities also need to be cognizant of the potential military use of their research. So the issues themselves are very important in terms of, you know, academic freedom, academic integrity, and research collaboration. But whether the inquiry is needed right now, I'm not sure yet. It will depend on how the inquiry is run and the resulting government actions. In fact, it is possible that academic freedom could potentially suffer from government interference. Because, for example, if the government becomes more heavy-handed in dictating the direction of academic research as a result of the inquiry, then that could pose problems of its own.
Ms. Jiang says reduced government funding in the university sector has made it vulnerable.
The universities are in a hard place that, on the one hand, with a reduced government funding, and on the other hand, the government is targeting their other source of funding.
The inquiry comes amid escalating trade tensions between Australia and China, with China broadening its investigation into Australian wine imports to include alleged Australian government subsidies. It comes just 2 weeks after China launched an anti-dumping probe into Australian wine. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.